What's going on, everybody? You're listening to NBA Therapy. My name is Nate Dizer, and I'm joined by, you can say your name.
Oh, Stephen Pack. What's good, everyone?
So this is our second episode recording. In our first episode, we evaluated basically every team coming back for the bubbles, chances. And a little bit has changed in that time. There's been a little news, updates on who's playing, who's out. So Dinwiddie, start off with my Brooklyn Nets. Dinwiddie is out. He tested positive for coronavirus again. So he will be sitting out. Torian Prince, who is the Nets' starting small forward for most of the year, is out. Dwight Howard announced he's playing, which is huge for the Lakers. They wouldn't want to lose him and Avery Bradley. And the biggest one, I'd say, of any player besides KD and Kyrie probably, but they're injured, is Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal is officially out for Washington. So is Davis Bertans.
Wait, Bradley Beal's out?
Yeah.
Are you serious? I had no clue. Dude, I have to start checking my phone more. I've been sleeping so early. But yeah, I had no idea. That's crazy.
See, now you're like making me second guess myself. I'm pretty sure, yeah. Wizards confirmed.
I'll check it up while you're talking, but yeah.
Yeah, I see it. Wizards confirmed through Twitter that Beal will not play. All right, so yeah, Beal's out. So basically the Eastern Conference is pretty much set, I'd say. I mean, the Nets are losing a ton of people, but Bradley Beal and Bertans are 40 points a night for them. So I don't know how they're going to replace that. And the Wizards, the main thing for their team is offense. They have a horrible defense. It's their offense that I want to say it ranks like top 10 maybe, but without Bertans and Beal, I don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, what about the Nets, though? I think LeVert's about to go off for like 30 a game, you know?
See, yeah, that's why I'm not mad, because I know Dinwiddie's out, but we're heavy with guards. We have a ton of guards on our team. And if LeVert gets a lot of touches, so be it. Obviously, we would need Dinwiddie and Torian. I mean, we're so depleted, honestly, but Washington wouldn't be close to the playoffs without Beal. Like, we don't have someone at the caliber that Beal is at that's missing. So that's probably the biggest thing.
I think if the Nets look good here, that's a really good sign. I would want Caris LeVert to be like a 25 point per game guy if I were a Nets fan. He just looked like a good third option, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you think you have it bad with just Oladipo? We're missing practically half our team.
No, but you have Kevin Durant and Kyrie. Like, this isn't, like, your most optimal chance. Like, well, this has been the Pacers' best chance in a minute, so. Yeah, there's that.
I mean, it's the Pacers' best chance, but then the future's bright. Sabonis and Brogdon are, like, what, 26 and under?
I guess, yeah.
Oladipo's, what, 26? He drafted, like, 2013, so he's probably about Giannis's age.
Next year is going to be the year, I feel like, because that's his contract year for Oladipo. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, you guys have time. And so we touched on this in the last pod, but what's your take on basically the NBPA, NBA Players Association? I think that's what it's called. NBAPA? NBPA?
The Players Association. I just call it the Players Association, yeah.
Yeah, the Players Association and the NBA, they basically agreed on certain terms that they could use to put on the back of their jerseys. And I read through it. I want to say there's about 30 or 40. It's the most things like Black Lives Matter, Say Her Name, Justice, Equality, those type of things. But I feel like the NBA, I mean, couldn't they have just given the NBA players the choice? Like, submit what you want by a certain day?
I thought they did give them a choice. What do you mean?
And you can have it? Well, they went to the Players Association, but I don't think, I mean,
oh, maybe, you mean like a choice of anything?
Yeah, like they, like, I don't think a player can put on the back of the jersey like I love basketball, because that just wasn't the term, one of the terms.
Oh yeah, like then what he's gonna put trillion for
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, but
yeah, who knows?
I mean, I guess there was just restrictions. Like
Jaylen Brown said he didn't like it, and I kind of agree with him. Maybe. It seemed a little limiting. It was just most of the same. Maybe a player wanted to put like something personal on the back. I don't know. But I feel like maybe that could have done better.
I mean, you know what? It's a step further for the NBA that they're not giving all the power to the players. right?
True.
There's that, yeah.
If this season didn't happen and the players were the main reason of it, they would have lost so much bargaining power. And that's one of the main reasons.
There would be no season next year. There would be none. Like, in terms of money, like, the collective bargaining.
Like, if all of them, if all the players were like, bump this, we don't want to play, too risky.
That would
be a huge problem. But those guys aren't wired like that, so I can't see that happening.
LeBron, though.
Yeah, really. So, without getting the news out of the way, let's get into the main topic for today. Main topic for debate. So
let's go.
Steven, you can start it off. He's probably the biggest Steph Curry fan I've ever met. Maybe in the world. He's probably in the top 10, but you can start it with just your take on Curry. And what made you like him so much in the first place?
Actually, I used to be that guy that used to always hate these upcoming players. And I think I used to hate Curry for a little until I saw LeBron take him down. And then after that, it was like this whole narrative, like that he was a choker. He was that he wasn't that.
And I agree. That was
as much as I didn't like him, like he was every bit of what he was in 2015 and 2016. So I'm just gonna say that. Like I never like wanted to like Steph Curry, but I was kind of like forced to because I kept having to defend him because everyone's like, this dude's not even top three anymore. And I know you believe that, and I'm just like, that's just not true. I don't know what to start with. I mean, we could touch on the fact that
I wouldn't say that he's not top three. He has a lot of seasons where he's top three.
No, like right now, he's been top three for the past 5-6 years.
See, right now it gets tough because. Kawhi and Giannis are the two big emergence, like the two big guys that emerged.
What has Giannis proven?
Well, no, I'm just saying, with what Giannis is doing right now, it's hard to say Curry's better when he hasn't played much in the last year. I'm not saying Giannis is better, but he's because I still think Giannis has to prove something. You're right, but he's definitely in the conversation. I feel like.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to start. I would just say this. So we're debating Steph Curry versus Kevin Durant, or we're just doing Steph Curry straight up?
Well, you said how most people would say he's not top three, and that's true. And I think that some years he's top three, for the majority of it, but I always put two guys ahead of him, and that's LeBron, who I think everyone can agree on,
yeah,
and Kevin Durant, where seem to have problems with.
See, here's the thing with Kevin Durant. He proved he was better in 2016. Like, if you present me a LeBron versus Steph debate, you can say, like, what most people are going to say, they're going to be like, oh, LeBron took down Steph, came back down 3-1. If I say the same for Steph, it's a completely different story. Everyone's like, no, but Kevin Durant's a 7-foot guy who can shoot threes. And it's just not like that. Like, as tall as he is, that doesn't mean he's better.
You see, I thought about this, and you mentioned this. You mentioned that Steph Curry is pretty underrated. He gets a lot of hate, and you're right. And I've always felt that way. But once I've heard what you've had to say about him, I think you do overrate him just a tiny bit. I think it's gotten a little bias. I think you overrate him a little bit.
Okay, let me just start with my main points. He has more rings than Kevin Durant. He's done everything that Kevin Durant is dreaming of right now. By himself, as the best player on a team. He's the only unanimous MVP in history. There's only one of those.
Kevin Durant is
an exclusive. Okay, so what do you want to get into, the playoffs or the finals first? Because I can come right at you right now.
All right, hold up. So, and also, this is subject to change because Steph is a beast, and it still is, and KD had that huge injury. So I definitely think by the time their careers are over, I could see the argument for Steph. But I just think right now, if both their careers are matched up and whose career would I rather have, I would go Durant.
Wait, so you're saying, like, Steph could have a better career because, like, Durant had the injury? Like, that's like, I could say Steph's been playing on two bad ankles for his whole career and one leg in 2016, you know?
Yeah, but KD's injury is, we've never seen, like, a superstar come back from that type of injury.
I mean...
And that's just my point. Like, I would be a little skeptical. I mean, I think KD will come back, like, normal. But I'm just saying, it's still up for debate. Like, neither of these guys are done with their careers.
I just want to say this. When did KD ever prove that he was better than Steph in any moment?
I think the second we realized that Steph Curry clearly sacrificed and took a backseat for KD.
Like, what do you KD mean, took a
KD was the finals MVP for a reason. KD got the ball in crunch time. KD was the one who averaged
because more KD doesn't get satisfied with anything. KD doesn't get satisfied with anything. He just wants to like each year of Golden State, he kept complaining after he wasn't the best in the world after 2017. He's like, "Oh, you know what? I'm tired of this. Let me start causing problems on the greatest team, like as a team."
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that he was causing problems and that Steph Curry is definitely the better teammate, but I just think it's unfair to say that because they're both drafted in totally different scenarios. Look who Steph Curry gets to play with for the majority of his career, but before they teamed up, and look who KD gets to play with, and it's crazy that we. Like the supporting cast.
Okay, first of all, let me dispel this whole supporting cast, okay?
Right,
and this
please.
Entire Warriors run, the net ratings with Dre, Clay, and KD on the court is plus 17 with those three and Steph. With Steph, Dre, and Clay, it's plus 15. With Steph and Dre, it's plus 14, and Steph by himself is still plus 14. So there isn't a big drop off, even when he's playing with a bunch of bums, because that's who he's getting thrown in the rotation.
Those stats are circumstantial, and isn't that regular season?
I've seen it firsthand.
Is that regular season?
I'm pretty sure it's just cumulative.
That doesn't matter in the playoffs. Curry, Clay, Dre, Durant—they're all on the court together in the playoffs for like.
Okay, so if you don't mind me asking, if Steph doesn't have an impact on those guys, where was Kevin Durant's postseason success before Steph Curry?
Let's get into that. I'll go through every year of Durant since 2010, and we'll see where his success is. So in 2010, KD, as a 21-year-old, won his first of four scoring titles. I know regular season, but he averaged about the same.
Oh my God.
And he's 21 years old. He did lose in the first round, but he went to six with the team that was actually the champion Lakers. So he loses to Kobe in his prime in 2010. I don't think that's a big deal. They won the championship.
Can I throw on one thing? You said he went to six. Every series Steph has lost has went to at least six. I just want to throw it out there. This dude is not getting pushed around. Just want to say that. All right.
Durant didn't get swept in any of these except for when he played like Miami.
He lost in five.
Which leads to the next one. 2011, as a 22-year-old, lost in the Western Conference Finals. Oh, this is actually to Dallas. They lost in the Western Conference Finals to Dallas, who actually beat the Miami team. So his first 2 years in the playoffs, he lost to the champs. 2012.
In five, right?
He was on the fourth best. He was the best player on the fourth best team in the league as a 22-year-old.
Okay, keep going, because I'm going to throw things at you after this. All right, I just want to hear what you got to say. Let me hear this.
2012, went to the finals, balled out against that San Antonio team in the Western Conference Finals, and lost to Miami, big three. I mean... It was LeBron's first ring. I don't think anyone was stopping him that year. Boston clearly couldn't when he went off in game six of that year. So, first 3 years, champs. Okay, 2013. This is the interesting one. Russ gets injured in the first round, I believe in game two. It's that play where Patrick Beverley just undercuts him and totally takes him out. I believe Russ, I want to say, tore his ACL or his MCL. It was a bad injury, but he came back like that, just shows how much of a freak of nature Russ is. And Durant pulled out that series against Houston, but lost in round two against the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, hold on, before you say anything. So he lost in the second round to Memphis, and he led four of the games in scoring and three in rebounding. The other starters on the Thunder were Reggie Jackson, Kendrick Perkins, Ibaka, and Cephalosha. They were still a first seed, and the game favored Russ's play style at that point in time. This was in 2013. So Russ was actually probably more valuable then than he was even in 2018. Just because play style was different. So losing Russ was way bigger than losing him in like 2017 or 18. Even his MVP year, just because the league favored his style. Rose won MVP 2 years before. So it was a big loss. He lost second best player, and they lost to the Grizzlies. That's only one injury. 2014, lost in the Western Conference Finals to the Spurs. They won the championship. They beat Miami, stopped Miami from three-peating. So
he's losing in the Western Conference Finals a lot, isn't he?
Losing to the champs, though. He's not even 25 yet. All right, 2015. Okay. 2015, and this is the big one. KD is injured, and they miss the freaking playoffs. So before we get into anything, 2016 is the year that we're about to get to, and you can go off on your tangent about it because that's the big black mark. That's the big black mark against his legacy. I think it's funny how both of the big black marks in Steph and KD's legacy is in the same year, 2016, like 3 weeks apart.
But, it kind of shows the hierarchy of the league, Yeah, LeBron, Steph, KD, and then...
That is a good point, though. But hold up. So 2015, he's injured, and they missed the freaking playoffs. Then in 2016, the year after, he takes that team to the first seed and loses in the Western Conference Finals to a 73-win Warriors team.
Well, he didn't take it to the first seed. What do you mean the first seed?
Oh, no, my bad. They were third seed.
Okay, yeah.
A team that missed the playoffs the previous year took him to the Western Conference Finals. They beat the higher seed, the higher second seed, which I also believe it was the Spurs, if I'm not mistaken.
67-win Spurs, yeah.
I could be wrong on that. 67 Spurs. Beats them and loses in Western Conference. Jeez, the West was stacked that year. Loses in Western Conference Finals to 73-win Warriors. So you can get in your little tangent about what this means for his legacy. So you can just go ahead. Recount this series for us.
I mean, everyone wants to talk about LeBron's last three games against the Warriors in 2016. Steph over the last three games in the Western Conference Finals, 33-7-8. And in that Western Conference Finals, if you watch Game 6, that's the worst performance. That's worse than, like, I would say that's worse than LeBron's against Dallas. Like, if you go watch that game,
no, I don't think so.
Not seen a bigger meltdown in a minute.
KD Durant was bad. LeBron, like, didn't know what he was doing on the court. Like, the LeBron thing is, like, in its own category, honestly.
LeBron was making the right basketball play, though.
No, he did not know what he was. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
No, he didn't know what to do because they were playing a strict zone defense around him. But anyways, Durant had in that Western Conference Finals, Durant had games of 10 of 30, 8 of 24, 12 of 31, 10 of 31. Right.
They're really bad. Russ was no better though. Russ was no better.
Russ was part of the reason that team even had a 3-1 lead to begin with.
But in those last three games where Steph erupted, Russ was bad. And let me just point out this for a second about the series. This is in 2016, so we can agree that now is when the league favors three-pointers. The Warriors clearly unlocked that.
Yeah.
I know the shooting splits are terrible, but look at the people he's playing with. Russ can't
Durant?
Shoot. Roberson can't shoot. Ibaka couldn't shoot at that time.
They were saying that was the most talented team in the league at that time.
I know, but if you actually, like, if you go back and watch the games, none of those guys can hit threes besides Durant.
Because KD's not creating the threes. Everyone has open threes around his desk. What do you mean? That's how it works.
Russ never could be able to shoot threes. They'd sag off him. Okay, the Warriors had weapons as three-pointer. freaking marksmans. Steph had way more spacing than KD did on that team. That's part of the reason why he left. So look, I know he melted down, but he
okay. Let's just say this. Let's just say this.
One in the first place.
Okay, I won't go too much into Western Conference Finals because everybody knows what happened that series. Okay, but I want to talk more about their careers apart from 2016. Steph kills him by a landslide, and the mythology is that
Kevin Durant has been
better every other year. But that's not true.
It's almost true.
First of all, Kevin Durant was as good as people would say. Brandon Ingram would be a higher asset right now.
What?
Steph changed the game.
What does that mean?
Steph changed the game. Steph changed the game.
Can we agree that Steph isn't changing the way he does if he gets drafted by OKC in Durant's place?
No.
Oh, my God.
Why would that have any effect on it?
Because he's playing with Russell Westbrook, who has one of the highest usage rates. Like, we're acting like KD is a ball hog. KD can play off ball. KD has skills that Steph does.
For Durant. They drafted Westbrook to fill a role next to Durant. Like, they were like, this guy is going to compliment Durant. And maybe he didn't.
Did he? Steven, you maybe know how you feel
didn't.
About us.
Maybe
you
he didn't. But I'm saying the Thunder wouldn't have made the same mistake with Curry, is what I'm saying, because they wouldn't have imagined that tandem together.
You know that. You just know that they won't. They wouldn't.
Okay, but all right. You know what? Steph.
What has Russ done without Durant so far?
You're right. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't. Yeah.
Three first-round exits, two times with a player who was actually better than him. Even Paul George.
What has Durant done without Curry?
He made it to the finals when Curry was, like, not even in the playoffs.
Okay, can we agree that Steph is a better playoff and finals performer than KD?
Steph Curry did not.
No. All right.
I know the finals MVP thing is overblown. He probably should have won it in 2015.
I'm going to get into this. All right, I'm gonna get into this. All right.
Get all that. But in 2017, all right, so, 2018, KD was the best player on the floor for Golden State.
Okay.
Some people were saying in the league. Am I wrong? Some people said KD was the best player in 2017. At the end of the season, people were saying that about Steph before the finals when they had 73 wins. But after the finals, everyone knew that year that LeBron was the best player. I think KD was the only person in a run from probably about 2012 to, I'd say, 2018, 2019, around there, where LeBron was, like, undisputed the best player. KD has come the closest.
No, Steph has. Okay, first of all, I don't listen to people because people are stupid. They don't know what they're talking about. They undermine Steph because he's 6'3", and they think he's a liability. All right? Steph has choked less than Durant has, okay? Playoff series with less than 40% field goal percentage. MJ has 1, KD has 2, LeBron has 4, Kobe has 6, Steph has 0, okay? I don't know where this notion is that he chokes, first of all. Second of all, he's had the most game winners since 2014 in the entire league, okay?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Overtime, he has set the record.
Let's talk about game winners in the playoffs. Oh, wait.
What about it?
He doesn't have one.
Oh. What about Durant? I don't think Durant has one either.
Yeah, he's 2.
Which ones?
I checked the stats. They said he has 2. They both have horrible stats, but
I don't remember what they are.
You look up Steph Curry. If you literally type in Steph Curry playoff like clutch stat on Google, it'll just come up 0-for-8. Like this is
no no, but that's shows. Wait, that has to be it's that huge. That can't be true because what's it? In 2015, he made that runner down the lane in game one.
How many seconds were left in the game?
It was less than 24 seconds. But has KD ever responded to his legacy on the line?
These type of stats,
like Steph?
These type of stats were on all the talk shows, like ESPN, First Take, all of them. Curry has gone 0-for-8 on go-ahead shots with less than 20 seconds left in his NBA playoff career. He's played 112.
Okay, KD can make the shot. Steph is better for the other 47 and a half minutes of the game.
All right, so let's get into that. Let's just compare playoff stats. All right, okay, let me
hold on.
Wait, no, let me start it off.
All right, you got it.
So in the playoffs, Durant averages 29-8-4, 8 rebounds, 4 assists on 47.5 from the field, 35.2 from 3. And he's played in 9 postseasons, missed 2015 because he was injured. In the playoffs, Steph averages 26 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, and 45% from the field. Wait. No, 26.5 points, 5 boards, 6 assists. My bad, not 5 assists. On 45% from the field and 40 from 3. So KD's more efficient overall, but Steph wins in 3-point efficiency. Free throws, they're about the same. Steph has the tiniest edge. And that's only in 7 postseasons for Steph. Steph averaged more turnovers than Durant and played way worse defense. And that, to me, is the ultimate decider of it.
Okay, first of all, true shooting percentage, you might want to check on what that is, because that Steph has a big edge over Durant. And Durant is an overrated defender.
Durant's more efficient.
He's not, true shooting percentage-wise.
Field goal percentage. There's a reason why we do that over true percentage.
Okay, so DeAndre Jordan's... Okay, first of all, let me throw
He's
the stat.
He's not DeAndre Jordan, okay? Though. He can shoot threes. Like,
KD's true shooting percentage is more accurate, because, look, if I attempted 52 dunks or something, I remember I saw a stat. Steph was like 35 of 52 in his MVP season from like 30 feet out, right? And that you would score more points doing that than if you made 52 dunks, just dunking it 100% of the time. Attempting a three is just one more point, like, but it adds up. Let me get into Durant's defense.
KD can get to the rim because he has the best handle. We almost like what he's probably top. I don't know, top 10 all time. Just his handle. And
Steph is top 3 all time, and Steph has the highest finishing percentage.
No, Steph is not better with the ball. He like he doesn't have as tight as a
Kevin
hand.
Durant.
No one's ripping KD in the clutch and in the playoffs.
Oh my god! So KD's a better ball handler than Steph Curry.
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay, you know what? I'm not.
What do you mean? He's more, and he also averages less turnovers, so he's more careful with the ball.
You sound crazy right now.
Wait! We've seen Steph throw up multiple turnovers from the game, but I'm talking about the playoffs. When
you've seen Durant's turnovers in the Western Conference Finals?
Yes,
what?
Less than Curry.
No.
Durant,
go back and look.
It's just when you put pressure on Curry in the finals, in the playoffs, whatever, big moments, we see that the physicality obviously doesn't break him because he's Steph Curry, but it has a toll. He doesn't have that handle where you're not even going to put pressure on him. Like, don't even bother. You're not ripping that guy. KD
okay,
had,
you know what? I'm going to – all right, let me take some time. Let me take some time to dispel those myths real quick. First of all, Durant is an overrated defender. All of his – not all of it. Many of his blocks are weak side help, and his blocks are one of the biggest reasons why people
say he's such
a good defender. Okay, he's a terrible pick and roll defender. If you look at the tape, he's not terrible, but he's nowhere near a good pick and roll defender. This dude gets beat off the pick and roll pretty often, and he brings down the Warriors' defensive rating by 5 points.
You know those stats are skewed. James Harden, Kyrie had like the 5th highest defensive rating 1 year, and it didn't mean a damn thing.
But they're indicative of something, because Draymond Green is bringing it up 5 points.
Those stats are skewed. I don't trust defensive stats. I'm a big eye test guy with defense. Big eye test guy.
You know what? But you'll look at the points, rebounds, and assists. So let's get into that real quick. In elimination games. Okay. So Kobe Bryant, obviously, is not the best. 22-6-5, 8-11 record. Okay. Jordan 31.
Jordan
31-8-7. He has a six wins and 7 losses. Jordan. Okay. LeBron is the obvious king. We all know his stats. I don't even
say it. It's like 35-10-7 or something crazy like that, right?
Right, and his record is crazy.
And it's Steph like I think he's 14-9. Don't ask me how I know that.
No, I know that too. Steph is 28-8-6 in elimination games. He has a
How many points?
Record.
How many points?
28-8-6. And he has a higher win percentage than LeBron in elimination games.
All right. I mean, that's, now, let me that's get into, big, but elimination games aren't the whole playoffs.
Exactly. So let me talk closeout games now. In closeout games, he's 29-6-6 with a 16-6 record. Okay? And in non-LeBron closeout games?
A lot of those closeout games are with Durant on his team.
In non-LeBron. Just, so he's still just, stopping 29 a game. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, but Durant. Did you watch the finals? Like,
wait, let me speak. And in non-LeBron closeout games, he's 31-6-7, 13-2 record. Okay. LeBron is the GOAT, but when he's not facing the GOAT, he's still. I did. Okay. In game sevens, he's 29-5-6 and has a 2-1 record.
How come Steph could never beat? I mean. Neither Steph or Durant can beat LeBron by themselves.
Who came closer? No. Who actually beat LeBron, though?
Who had a better... Oh, stop it. You know that doesn't even count. Kyrie and Love were out. You know that's not even... Like, that doesn't even
count. Okay, so who came closer when they had a full cast? Right.
Yeah, but you're missing the point. Steph had the better teammates.
Steph was the better coach. Steph made the teammates, first of all. Second of all, Steph has a bigger impact on winning.
He just made the teammates.
No one talks about Draymond Green without Steph Curry. Like, that's not, he's not even in a talking discussion.
Draymond has multiple all-stars. Like, you have at least, Draymond's one of the best defensive players in the league. Like, Steph Curry is.
Part of that is recognized because he wins so much because of Steph Curry.
The biggest flaw in Steph's game is his defense. Can we agree on that?
Okay.
And his two best teammates are Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, who I'm not sure about Klay, but are all NBA defensive guys. That doesn't help him. Durant is playing with Russell Westbrook, who doesn't like to defend or pass.
Ibaka, Roberson, Westbrook? Steven Adams?
All right, that was Ibaka before he really became, I'd say, a great defender.
He
had that one season where he led the league in blocks, but we all know that blocks isn't the biggest hurt. Hassan Whiteside averages the most.
Defensive player of the year voting every year.
Ibaka?
Yes.
Draymond. So is Draymond. But Draymond's better.
That's the thing, though.
You're arguing Ibaka's better than Draymond?
No, I'm not going to argue that.
Okay, let's just go by teammates. As your second best player, not first, who would you rather play with? Klay or Russ? Like, this isn't even a debate. It's not even a debate.
No, but the thing is, Steph changed that. Steph is the reason why we think Klay instead of Russ.
No. So Klay erupting for 37 against OKC. That's all Steph. That's just all Steph.
By the way, Serge Ibaka is 3-time all defensive, so I don't want to. I'm just going to put that out there.
Ray is probably 3-2.
Probably is. Okay, but Steph just
better.
Okay.
I'm just saying, we've seen Ibaka look bad in some of those playoff games Durant was in, most notably Miami.
Okay, so.
Draymond had 35 in game 7 of the finals and 12 rebounds. He hit 7 threes.
Okay, Steph's been going Durant off in the finals, too.
Durant never got that teammate in the finals.
Westbrook had 43, and Durant let him down. You remember that, don't you?
Was it efficient?
It was Russ efficient played, as hell.
Did Russ play defense, though? Like Draymond? Okay.
Dude, did you watch that game? Westbrook was the talking point of that game.
This is game 7. No. Draymond erupted in game 7, and guess who let him down? Steph Curry.
Okay, at least they're getting to a game 7. We don't know that much about Durant because he had to go join Steph in his prime.
What do you mean we don't know much about him? We just saw him.
When Durant's been injured, we've been seeing what Steph has been doing. What do you say?
If you'd have voted, would you have voted Durant for those finals MVPs or Curry?
Durant in 17. That's about it.
That's crazy. Wait, let's get into 20. Oh, you know what? We went through KD's history in the playoffs. How about we go through Steph's?
No. Let me get into Steph's first, and then you can talk. You can talk after I get into this. All right. Elimination games in the Western Conference Finals. Elimination in the Western Conference Finals. Right? You said they're playing the defending champs, right? Or Something like that.
Which year? Oh, no, all just of them. For the championship.
Elimination games in the Western Conference Finals. He's 31-7-8 with two steals. He has a 5-0 record. 5-0 in elimination games in the Western Conference Finals. Not impressive? Yes, this is Steph Curry. When he drops 30 in the playoffs, they're 31-4.
You're bringing up these really small samples, but we just went through their averages of the playoffs, and Durant's better.
Because you're accounting for Steph's 20. I thought we should be talking about Steph 2015 and on, because that's where the discussion starts.
Yeah, but that's their careers that we have to go against. Durant has
Who's been more clutch in the finals?
Durant.
Clutch.
Yes. He has one of the biggest shots in Game 3 of the 2017 and 18 Finals over LeBron at the arc. Both were daggers.
Explain these stats.
Both iced the series. Steph did not have the ball in those games. I mean, those plays.
Explain these stats. Since 2015, out of the eight top scoring fourth quarters, Steph has five of them. Durant has one, okay? Steph averaged 11 points per game in the fourth quarter of 15 and 18. In 18, Durant averaged 4 points a game. In 2015,
What did Durant average for that series?
Okay, and Steph put up 9 threes in that 33-point game and put up 37 in the last game.
Okay.
In games 3 and 5 of 2015 in the finals, Steph had 17 points in each of the fourth quarters.
All right, let me just go over some of the breaks that Steph Curry has caught. And this is from 2015 and on. So we'll see how you go with that. So 2018, all right, he plays 51 games, misses most of the season, but it doesn't matter. They don't miss a beat. He missed all of round one.
They don't miss a beat. The record was way worse without him.
They were the second seed.
Yes, and they would have been 65 wins with Steph, because that's what they always are with Steph.
All right, but he was injured. That matters. That matters, okay. Right? That he gets injured.
Okay.
He played 51 games that year, missed all of round one, they won, and game one in round two, they won that game one by 22 points. This is playoffs, where, you know, is more.
Okay, playing. What rounds? What rounds are we talking?
Wait, we're talking about round one and two, and that goes into my point. If Durant misses a season for the Thunder, they miss the playoffs.
What about if he misses a season for the Warriors? Wait, no. Scratch that, because they made the finals last year, right?
Yeah, they did.
Exactly. Hold on. In the finals, let me talk some more final stats for Steph Curry.
Wait. Let me get into it. So So in 2018, and that happens and no one even cares. If KD's not on the team, they're not going to win that first round.
In which first round? I
mean, the first round that he missed in 2018. We don't know they're going to win. You lose their best player. And he was out for 51 games. So wait, he only plays 51 games. So they probably have a lower record without Durant. Could we agree on that?
But here's the thing. They don't need to be better without Durant.
Instead of the two seed, they're probably the four seed. They get a harder matchup. And in game one, they could lose. But no one cares because they just won the finals. But that's a break for Steph Curry. Everyone looks at 2018.
You're saying they're better with Durant than Curry?
No, but I'm saying they're better without Durant than with Durant. Like, without Curry.
Okay, but they don't have to be better without Durant. They just have to be better than everybody else. Like, what?
What do you mean?
They are better than everyone else without Durant, still.
They're not, though. I know the injuries against Toronto, which is the big year where KD gets out. And I know Klay's injured to change the series, but we're acting like we just know they'd win Game 7.
Okay, let me say this.
Like, Game 7 would be in Toronto. If anything, Toronto is probably favored. We don't know they're going to win. We know.
Who's more important to winning, Steph or KD?
That's all circumstance, because Steph has better teammates.
That's not a debate. That's not a debate. No. When they've been on the same team, Steph has a 22% higher win percentage without the other.
This is regular season. The team, they don't even try in the regular season.
They went 7-4 without him last year.
The Warriors don't even try in the regular season. They don't. we say that.
You're really going to argue that KD is more valuable to the Warriors than Steph.
Do they beat LeBron and them without him?
Do they even get there without Steph?
Do they get there without Durant?
Yes. They did.
They killed everyone. Yeah, but it's with better teammates. Klay is a better Robin than Russ, and it's not even close. Draymond is one of the best third options in the league.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when they've both been on the same team. When they've both been on the same team.
We didn't even mention Iguodala. We didn't even mention who's the Thunder fourth best player? Steven Adams? Roberson? Like Deion Waiters?
Better when Curry plays better, dude. Dude, when Curry plays better, look, when Curry drops less than
Iguodala's bad.
Iguodala has so many open shots because teams are blitzing Curry off the half court.
The offense isn't even the biggest part of his game. It's his defense and playmaking, decision making.
Dude, let me put this concept out there. If Curry got pressed and blitzed for an entire game by a defense, and he only put up 15, but you could see he's getting blitzed every time. And Durant, open lanes, transition. Klay, open corner threes. They both score 30. And people will tell you that Steph wasn't the best player on the court that game, when clearly the defensive game plan showed that.
Look, you watch the finals, 2017 and 2018. KD was better.
Who are they running to in transition?
And he's been better for longer. Who are they running to in crunch time when they need a bucket?
No. I'm saying who's the defense running to. I don't care because the Warriors know they're going to win. I want to see how the defense reacts.
So they just let Durant score average like 35 in those playoffs. They just let him
do it. Teams would rather have Durant score 35 and Steph score 25.
Can I bring up his 2017 NBA Finals numbers?
Big deal. Okay. Do you know how many of those were open? Okay.
Big deal. All right. What do you mean open? He won the Finals MVP. He puts up. This is crazy. He puts up 35, 8-5 with shooting 55.6 from the field, 47.4 from three, and 92.7 for free throws. In comparison, Steph shot 44% from the field, 38.8 from three, 89.7 from free throw, averaged less points, less rebounds, and more assists. He beats him in assists. And also, like what we said, Durant's the better defender.
All right. First of all, you have to watch the tape. Watch the tape, and look at Durant's baskets, and look where the defenders are within proximity to Steph Curry. Okay. Just go watch that. First of all, you can do a big favor by that.
It seems illogical to do that because actually, who was the guys? Think about position matchups. Who Cleveland has? Who's playing most of the game for Cleveland? Who they have to guard Curry? I can't speak. Kyrie Irving and J.R. Smith. Those are the two guards.
Yeah, LeBron's been guarding Curry a whole lot.
Are they good defenders?
LeBron's a good defender.
Yeah, and he's guarding KD. That's my point.
No, he was guarding Steph a lot too in that series. You gotta watch it.
He was guarding KD more though.
Dude,
KD torched him. I love LeBron. No one could stop him. It was funny how easy KD was scoring in the finals. Let's get into 2018.
If Steph gets triple teamed the whole game and scores zero, you guys will say Steph wasn't the best player.
Does he get triple teamed when KD, Klay are on the court?
No. But three guys are turning their heads to him every time he's in transition. That makes a big difference. When you turn your head like that to Steph.
You're talking transition in half court. The focus is Durant. Durant is the better scorer, is he not?
No. You know how many times Steph is running and they've got Durant coming on a cut and he's open? Or when you created a mismatch for Durant because Steph's running around and setting screens.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Steph helped KD. Steph helps KD, right?
Yeah,
KD hurt Steph.
KD
hurt Steph.
How?
Curry with Durant on is 26-5-7 per 36 and has a 13 net rating. And with Durant off, he's 47-6 per 36 and he's a 17.7 net rating. In KD's best nine game scores as a Warrior.
Were they winning championships without KD besides 2015? Where clearly Kyrie and Love were injured.
Tobias Harris could have went to that team and they would have won.
Which team?
The Warriors. Instead of Kevin Durant, put Tobias Harris there. They're winning.
You take out Curry, beautiful. Put, if you take out Curry, you put Chris Middleton, they win.
No.
You're acting like Curry is just... You're acting like Curry is this amazing player in the playoffs and he's better than Durant. We just went through the numbers.
NBA 2K where you just plug in overalls and that's how it works. Steph Curry has a bigger impact than that.
I get that, but we're not even bringing up that they hide him on defense.
No. Steph Curry is an underrated defender. He's a great off-ball defender.
Yeah, he tries, but he gets torched.
He's a better pick-and-roll defender than Kevin Durant is. He is.
You just watch two players play defense, and Kevin Durant is clearly the better one. Like, I don't know what the argument is. You're arguing he's a better defender than KD?
Why is Steph better than Durant by every metric? Box plus minus, net rating, on and off, every advanced metric, he's better than Kevin Durant.
How many of those were regular season that you looked at?
I bet if they accounted for playoffs, it would definitely come out.
He has better teammates. We just brought up the spacing in OKC. There's absolutely zero. There's none.
You want to hear a funny stat?
There's no spacing on that team.
In the finals, Stephen Curry has more 30-point games than Kevin Durant does.
Guess who averages more points?
What do you mean, who averages more points? Steph has more 30-point games. And let me reiterate.
See, you're bringing up certain games, acting like he doesn't have games where he'll score like 20. And wait, so let's get into 2015 again, because I was cut off and we got sidetracked. Let's go another break for Steph. All right, this is big. No one even cares about this. Tony Allen, I know, Tony Allen. 2015 NBA playoffs, round two. Memphis is up 2-1 in the series. Who better than Tony Allen? First team All-NBA defense, guard, Memphis. Probably one of the best players to
just guard. You think Memphis wins that series?
Okay, can I just bring up something real quick? They're up 2-1. Memphis is up 2-1. Before in those three games, this is what Steph shot in those games. 44%, then 36, then 38. Scored in low 20s every game. As soon as Tony Allen goes out, the very next game, Steph shoots above 50% and scores like 30. Break. Oh. Huge break. That is such a break. We're acting like that didn't happen. The best guy, maybe in the league.
Okay, so take out that series.
They won the championship in 2015. Do you think they win it here in those stats?
Yes.
You don't think they pull out
against Memphis?
Tony Allen was shutting him down.
Oh, my God. That's like...
You're totally ignoring the stats and just being like, he's Steph Curry. They're fine. Like, we don't know that. It's a break.
Steph Curry was down 3-1. He got hurt. And he won the series. Against Kevin Durant.
2016, you can't bring up the ankle injuries because KD doesn't have that problem. Like, that doesn't help your argument. Just because he was hurt,
KD's be more durable.
KD plays more games, so
what's gonna happen this following year? Steph's better.
KD's definitely the more durable player, though. Can we agree on that?
No, he's not. He's not.
He's had more postseasons.
Wait. Postseasons. I'm pulling this up on Basketball Reference. Hold on. Give me your other points while I'm doing this.
So not only do they catch those breaks in 2015 and the Kyrie and Love injuries, of course, in 2015 finals. I'd say if everyone stays healthy that year, Golden State probably win the championship. All right, let's get to the very next year, 2016. This is the big one. Draymond suspended for Game 5, and everyone says it's this huge thing. The Cavs, they would have closed them out. Well, Cavs won by 17 that Game 5. So if Draymond has a 17.5 difference, who Steven downplayed his impact, just said it was most of Steph Curry's impact, whatever. LeBron put up 41 that game. I can remember tweets of NBA media members being, bet you LeBron doesn't score 41 when Draymond's back. Bet he doesn't do that again when Draymond's there. Oh, Draymond will change the game. Game 6 happened. Draymond played, Draymond played in that game six, and LeBron had 41 points. Oh. So wait, Okay. Actually, it wasn't Draymond who could stop LeBron. So don't bring up game five. There's no asterisk next to Cleveland's title.
I never bring up an. I never said there was an asterisk. I'm the biggest proponent of that 3-1 comeback.
I'm just saying for Steph other was also other injured. Watching.
Hold on. So it's a bunch of like you're kind of like it's kind of like this whole like I don't know what's going on with the media. But after the 2016 Western Conference Finals, everyone's like Steph can barely play. He's on one leg. Like what changed?
I mean, how does that help your argument? Like, you had to be more durable.
2016 wasn't a choke; it was an injury.
Okay.
If you had a good leg, you would have got past Kevin Love on
that. If you want to die believing that, you're welcome to. But I don't think that injury had any impact on him throwing a behind-the-back pass out of bounds in Game 7 with about 2 minutes left. I don't think his ankle injury.
Wait, does Kevin Durant have these splits in the finals?
I don't think his ankle injury impacted that at all. I think he just threw the ball out of bounds behind his back. Like you're turning me into a Curry hater, but for you to act like Steph is better for his career, and you said that. Look, I'm not a big fan of all-time rankings and comparing players from different eras, but you always tell me Steph is ranked higher all time than KD. We're just talking those two. Would you agree that Steph's ranked higher?
Yeah.
See,
it's not a debate. It's not a debate.
You're making a
debate. But okay.
Now, wait. Let's go to 2018 when they're both together. Another injury.
Oh my god. I could give you all on 2018. Chris Paul
injury. Oh, that happened. Guess who's a great defender? Chris Paul. Guess who he was guarding for most of the series? Steph Curry.
In 2018.
Yeah, 2018. He goes
in 2018,
out. Take care of his
Katie's,
and look at Durant's game 7 stats in that game. Look up Kevin Durant's game 7 stats.
Wait, go watch the game. See who turned around the game. Steph had 27 points off of no free throws, and he had that miraculous
right, get to the line. Run. Get to the line, then. Get to the line.
He's out here making threes in the third quarter, okay? But and you go back and watch that game 7, it's Steph Curry who wins that game, not Kevin Durant. Go watch the game, because I feel like now you didn't watch the game. But I know you did, so I don't know what kind of just box score reading you're doing now. But
I'm not a big fan of the reading box score stuff, but could we obviously agree that Chris Paul going out is a huge plus for Steph Curry? That helps him in so many ways. They got to throw Ariza and Tucker at Durant.
He had some pretty good games before that.
Which were great defenders. Chris Paul.
This.
Okay, go.
KD's 9 best game scores, they're 5-4. In 2018, this is the 2018 season that you love talking about. KD's 9 best game scores, they're 5-4. And Steph's 9 best, they're 8-1.
Did they win the title?
And KD's 6 highest usage
rated games. Was Durant the MVP?
0-6. They're 0-6 in his 6 high usage rated games. And in Steph's 26 high usage rated games.
You keep doing this. You're bringing up these very small sample sizes where, like, Steph's 5-0 in these games.
Because you should know that basketball is so much – it's down to the details. Basketball goes down to the details.
You act like if you do better for longer, that's what's more important.
No. When the ball is in Curry's hands more, they win more. That means something.
So why did Curry take a backseat for Durant? Why?
Because
why
Durant's sensitive. Because Durant's sensitive. Because Curry's the leader. Because if the rest of the Golden State guys could see, oh, Curry gave up his ego as a unanimous MVP to let this guy who's worse than him take all these shots, then I can do the same.
You act like he was just taking shots, not averaging, not just being way more efficient than Steph.
Any coach scoring more. Have Kevin Durant scoring 30 than Steph scoring 30.
So wait, can we get into 2018? Can we get into 2018? NBA
I was
finals.
Talking about it, but you cut me off. He should have won that final.
KD averages 29, 11, and actually 7.5 assists. Wow, I didn't even know they were that high. Curry averages less points, less rebounds, less assists. Shoots 40% from the field. Durant's in the 50s, like usual. And Curry and Durant are virtual equals in 3-point percentages. Curry is more efficient by like 2 threes.
So if Durant wins one game for them and Steph wins 3 games for them, who's the better player?
What do you mean? Durant
He only won game 3 for them.
Series.
No. You're looking across series because Game 3 skewed the entire series so hard.
How?
Because Durant had 43 and Steph had 14 or 11 or something like that.
That matters. You act like he just... You can't take out that... You can't erase history. That happened. Tell Steph to score more. I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay, but that's like me saying,
and also,
like...
And also, I read those stats, and all those stats are offensive. Guess who was better on defense? Kevin Durant.
Offense means more than defense. Yeah, I don't know how many times I have to tell you that.
You act like defense doesn't mean a thing.
Defense is a team thing. Offense can be a one-to-two-guy thing.
It's not always a team thing.
Okay, the best defender on the planet, how much can he really do for a defense? You can't really just stay away from him.
I'm with you that offense is more – I'm with you that it's harder to be better on offense, but you're acting like KD's the scrub on offense. He's the most talented scorer I've ever seen in my life.
But it doesn't matter because he doesn't contribute to winning. The point is he doesn't contribute to winning as much as Steph Curry does. That's the main point. And since when was the guy who gave you the best chance to win, not the best player?
It's teammates. There's four other players on the court. It's just a fact. In 15 and 16, Steph had better teammates. It's just a fact. It's just true. You can't argue that. He just had better teammates. You bring up this winning, but one of the biggest arguments for LeBron that me and you make is that it's a team game. Five players are on the court. It's not just Steph.
Durant wasn't a part of the problem? They were saying Durant is not. They were like people. Not everyone thinks Durant is a good teammate either. I don't know why you think Durant is this perfect teammate.
I get all the off court stuff. I understand that, but
no on court too.
Draymond Green has said this in interviews. This is after KD left. When it was game time, KD would go.
And he said they don't need him.
Yeah, I think he was wrong.
But if you just want to look at points, Steph averaged more points every year than Durant.
Which in the regular season? Okay, cool. Well,
combined.
In the playoffs, who averages more?
Because they coddle him more. Okay. You should know that.
So the other team defense.
Show me the shot attempt. Show me the shot attempts.
They just let him score.
Because they're blitzing Curry. Games?
Wait. You brought up shot attempts. In the 2018 finals, Curry shot almost 20 more shots.
Yeah, you know what's the crazy thing, though?
KD, if anything, KD's the one taking a backseat. He's taking less shots.
Oh, my God. KD's taking a backseat to Curry.
He takes less shots.
Steph is more efficient in the finals.
No, I just brought up their finals stats.
Show me the stats, because Steph is shooting 51, 41, 98 in the finals in his career.
51, 48.
51, 41, 98. I don't remember if that's the finals or if that's just the fourth quarter, but that's something.
It's definitely not the finals. Because in 2017, 44.
No. It's in the finals. It's just a matter of whether it's the whole game or the fourth quarter. But I thought the fourth quarter was the quarter.
Let's go to. So you say he averages 50% in the finals.
51, 41, 98.
2015, we'll bring up his five finals appearances, Steph. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 2015, under 40 from three, shoots 44% from the field. All right, 44% from the field in 15. Okay? So, 44%. Got to make it up. Let's go to 2016 NBA Finals. Steph shoots 40%. Okay. 40% for the field, 2016. Let's go to 2017. Steph shoots 44%. So he's not even past 45 yet. 2018. You think he's...
Okay, then it was the fourth quarter. It's the fourth quarter then.
You think he wins Finals MVP? 40%.
Okay, so it's the fourth quarter then. First of all, you need to understand what true shooting percentage is.
I do, but if KD can get to the rack, why does that matter? We always had this argument with Giannis, but when he gets to the rack, why does it matter what his true percentage is? He can get to the rim, and that's always been the case with LeBron, too.
If LeBron because you can get to the rack 50 times, but if I'm canning my threes, then it means more. Because a three not only accounts for more points, it also opens up the defense more for you to get those twos. It's basketball, bro.
Bro, Steph Curry averages, I'm averaging up. He probably is about 42% from the field in the finals, from the field. About 42%.
No, actually, I'm pretty sure it's 46 and 42. Or was that the playoffs? I don't remember, actually. I don't know. Go.
But I just looked at him. He's about at like 42%. Like, I don't know what this argument is. KD is better in the finals. The stats, the game, everything backs it up. I'm just watching the game and no one could stop KD. It's just true.
Hold on. Steph has just, he's done more in clutch moments in the finals than KD has.
Is the fourth quarter more important than the other three quarters alone? No, it's not.
It's not.
Because the first three quarters combined for way more minutes than the fourth quarter. Just straight maths. So, I mean.
Why does no one ever praise Steph for five straight finals trips in the West?
I don't know. Yeah, why is that? Not a ton of respect amongst his peers, Steph Curry. Why is that?
And let me tell you what Steph changed.
Why is that?
Steph changed the way the game is played. He changed the way a team is built. He changed the way a whole position is perceived. He got rid of the center position. And he changed the philosophy that taller players are better. What did Kevin Durant change? Silence.
I mean, Steph Curry, you're acting like Steph Curry wasn't drafted in the perfect team for him. Like, look, I get he changed the game, but
Durant went to the perfect team for him, and he left it because he's bad. He's selfish. He left the perfect team for him because the Warriors are the perfect team for everyone because of Steph. Steph makes you think they're the perfect team.
It's all Steph.
He's about 80% of it.
No, that's not true. Not 80. Klay and Draymond are all stars.
Do you look at Klay and Draymond anywhere close to revolutionary without Steph?
I think of them as great basketball players who have showed up in finals games and Western Conference finals games. Like, they're easily better than anyone on Durant's teams as the second best player. As number one option, probably Russ, but he wasn't. He was the second option.
Okay, let me switch to this. Let me give you an analogy. Steph in 14-15 and 15-16 is what Mahomes has been this past two seasons. Okay? So if Aaron Donald joins the Chiefs in free agency.
Come on, let's not
and
do
he
this.
Wins,
NBA,
and he wins
NBA Super Bowl. NFL are completely
Listen,
different.
And he leagues. Wins.
Like, this
and
is,
he
this
wins.
Doesn't matter.
If Aaron Donald joins the Chiefs and he wins Super Bowl MVPs in the next two Super Bowls, he has 3 to 4 sacks in each of those games. Is he better than Mahomes? Because that's exactly what you're saying.
It's a completely different game.
Why?
Football is a completely different game. You can't compare. You cannot compare. One player is not going to do anything for a football
this
team.
This is like me saying offense
wins you like 60 games.
This is like me saying the quarterback is the most important position and offense is more important than defense. And you're like, well, Aaron Donald's a great defense player. He's bigger than him.
Let's just go rosters in, because you always point to 2016 and 2015. As the golden year. Let's just go to rosters in 2016.
2019 was a golden year, but okay.
So, OKC's roster. Let's just do three best. Russ, Ibaka, Adams. Golden State's three best. Klay, Dre, Iggy. I think they win every matchup. All three. Iggy over Adams. Dre over Ibaka. Klay over Russ. Okay? Next one. Andre Roberson, Harrison Barnes. Barnes.
No.
Deion Waiters, Sean Livingston. Enos Kanter, Andrew Bogut.
You think this because Steph led it to the championship.
Oh my god. You're acting like Iggy was an all-star without him.
if KD leads that Thunder team to the championship, you automatically think those Thunder teammates are better than Steph's teammates.
No, I don't. Because I watch them play.
No, because you give teams.
Russ doesn't have a huge impact on these games.
Would you say Steve Kerr? Steve Kerr is a better player than Tim Legler. Would you say that? All time. Everyone would say that because Steve Kerr's been there. You know who got him there? MJ. You know who didn't get there? Steve Kerr. And you're going to say Steve Kerr is like part of the reason. No, it's because he's regarded like that because he's a role player. One of the best players of all time.
Okay. All right. So you say that. Can you argue one of those players over the other? Just argue it. Make the argument. Make the case.
For what?
Anthony
Ibaka over Iguodala. Ibaka's better on defense and offense.
No, Ibaka's their third best player. Draymond's their Golden State's their best player. So we have to compare them.
I'm saying Iggy. Iguodala and Ibaka.
Because Iggy's their fourth best. OKC's fourth best is Steven Adams.
All right, so what's the matchups? Give me the matchups.
It's Russ Clay. This is not including Durant Steph. It's Russ Clay, Ibaka, Dre, Steven Adams, Iguodala, Roberson, Harrison Barnes, Deion Waiters, Waiters Island, Sean Livingston, Enes Kanter, Andrew Bogut, Anthony Morrow, Barbosa.
I think that you've got Clay, you've got Dre, and that's about it.
Oh my God, what? Iggy is definitely better than Steven Adams.
Iguodala is overrated. Iguodala only averaged 16 points a game in that finals.
Book right now. Shout out to Andre Iguodala. Yeah, points aren't everything. It's not the whole game. A lot more to that.
Exactly, because he was so open on all of those shots. You know why he got MVP? Because he did what he was asked to do. He made his open shots.
That's a good thing. Could we argue that? Like...
Yeah, but Steph doesn't get those open shots because he's too busy getting two defenders to him.
Look, I know LeBron's team was depleted. I know he had like no teammates, but LeBron didn't even shoot above 40% that series. Not even above 40%.
Exactly, and Steph's never shot below 40% in the series. Even against the Bucks and one.
It's not the argument. The argument is that first of all, Curry didn't have two of his best teammates injured. Then he'd probably shoot a worse percentage.
In 2019.
But not for the whole series. Clay was out for a game and, like, a few minutes.
Okay, then how do you explain Durant having two series under 40%?
Because his teammates.
His teammates. And also, Quinn Cook, Jonas Jerebko, DeMarcus Cousins in the finals last year?
You really? Keep doing this. Two games. Two series, small sample size. Look at their careers.
Two series is a big sample size. That's a lot of games in the playoffs right there.
The biggest sample size, KD's better.
He has two series under. If you think two series isn't a big sample size, then don't come at me that Steph is the worst finals performer than Kevin Durant.
What do you mean? All we have is the finals to judge them off of. You're just pulling two.
And all we have is those series under 40%. But Steph doesn't have any, and Kevin Durant has two.
So just those two series, like, Durant is more efficient across the board. That's why he's better. And but my point was with LeBron shooting under 40%, barely 39.8. But his next best teammate was like Mozgov, Jesus Christ. But that was accredited to Iguodala. If Iguodala doesn't hold LeBron to that, what's stopping him? He'd just go off and maybe even win the series. That's why Iguodala was so important. The Iguodala Finals MVP, it wasn't about stats. It was that he was making an impact.
So if we're talking about impact, then Steph should have won all the Finals MVPs after that. Come on.
Gosh.
You know Steph is more impactful than Kevin Durant.
And look.
But you want to bring up points into it. But then when it comes to Kevin Durant, you're all like points, rebounds, assists. But when it comes to Iguodala versus Curry, you're like impact. Let's be consistent
Durant has
here.
A better, what do you mean? Durant has a better impact. I'll say that too.
He had a better impact. Okay.
Were they winning the finals without him?
Are they even getting there without Steph? Again, same. We're going back to this. They're not winning with just Durant. Steph is the reason. Look, when Steph proves that he's better this year, I mean this coming season, I don't even know what the excuse is going
to
be.
Yeah, and then it'll change. Then I said it's subject to change because I'm not set in my ways, unlike you.
That's like saying when Steph, like proved last year in a 2019 run that he could go off without Kevin Durant.
I did my All NBA teams. I ranked him like second, and we'll do those later for our listeners. We're gonna do that season.
Last year, 2019.
Yeah. I ranked Curry higher. That was 2018. That was 2018 when he missed, when he had injuries.
Did you see the game when he was injured?
I ranked him second. I ranked KD third, actually.
Dude, last year without KD, Steph averaged 32-6-6. Most points in a four-game sweep, 146 against the Blazers. 3 17-point comebacks. He played two games, which Klay was injured in.
I hate to tell you this, but if you take out Curry and put in a healthy Durant there, they still murk Portland.
You think that? Really? Because with Durant, and Curry, they were tied 2-2 with Houston. Then Durant gets hurt. Curry's like, my time to shine. Wins two games against Houston in a row.
Oh, gosh.
That series, Houston had just won two straight at home. I don't know. The momentum was going to Houston. They're like, is it over? Then Durant gets injured. They're like, oh, it's really over now. And then Steph says, my legacy on the line. Here's what I do. Kevin Durant, when his legacy was on the line.
I'm not disputing that. That's why I ranked him second that year. But you're acting... Like, you just want a career.
So if he was second last year, then when did Kevin Durant ever pass him again?
He was above him in 2018 and 17 in those rankings. 18 came into base.
Steph is better now.
And
it didn't change. Steph just said, here's my ego. It never changed.
You act like Durant didn't, like, elevate in the playoffs. Here's the thing.
Durant elevated because of Steph. Steph was whatever the opposite of elevated was because of Durant.
I don't even understand that.
Just Steph got worse with KD, and KD got better because of Steph.
What was Russ without KD? Because you say he has no impact. He was a disaster.
Russ is just that guy. He's always been a disaster.
Yeah, he was getting to the Western Conference Finals and Finals with KD. So, what are we talking about?
Okay, but what about when they were on the same team? Steph was clearly the more impactful player. And since when was the most impactful player to winning, not the better player? Like, I don't understand that take. Like, what valuable means best? That's what it is.
Durant won that Finals MVP both years.
He was a more impactful player to winning?
You can't say it didn't happen, because it happened. He won the Finals MVP, and both were justified.
No, not 2018.
Oh my God.
No, it was justified, but he didn't deserve to win. Like, you can make the case for it. But Durant should not have won in 2018.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. That's just...
Like, and you want to tell me that regular season doesn't matter or whatever? Like, then at that point... Like,
I'd rather have a player who's better in the... I mean, see, look, regular season obviously matters, but this has always been my thought. When we're comparing the greats of the game, Steph and KD, who are both top three players of the decade, I'd say that's fair. Both top three players of the decade. Yeah, I'd say that across the whole decade. When we're comparing the greats, regular season matters less, and it's about the playoffs. Cause that's when you build your legacy. That's when you win championships. Both guys could win 60 games on the team.
No. When is Durant won 60 games without Steph?
I'll bring it up right now.
Okay, because Steph did it the two last years he hasn't had.
But what's more important than that? The playoffs.
Winning. Who gives you a better chance to win a game of basketball, Steph Curry or Kevin Durant?
In the playoffs?
Yes. Okay.
And for a longer period of time. You're acting like Steph has just done more. If we just go all NBA teams, and look, I'm not a huge fan of huge all NBA teams, but Steph Curry, in the 2019 NBA all NBA teams, what's it called? You said Steph was second team, right? He was second team?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure Durant was second team that year too.
Wait, no, I didn't say he was second team. I said you had him on your second team.
No, I had him fifth. I had him fifth in 2018, so he was still first. But
I don't know.
I think in Steph should be first team every year. If you look at year by year All-NBA teams, in 2019, Steph was first team, and Durant was actually second team. So this isn't even counting that catastrophe. Durant has twice as many All-NBA teams as Steph, and that's regular season.
Okay, how about revolutionary seasons?
Oh my!
Because God. Steph has about 2 to 3 of those. Durant has about.
How many chips did he win? How many chips did he win with those revolutionary systems against healthy teams?
Steph has 3. Durant has 2, so you tell me. Against healthy teams? So then stop telling me Kawhi Leonard is a top player in the league then. If you want to talk about healthy, I don't know why you keep bringing up Kawhi Leonard as a top 2 player in the league.
Yeah, he's 2 right now. Is that a problem? Debatably, he's 1. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I don't know who the best player in the league right now is. The playoffs will tell us that. It's between LeBron and...
Because you keep telling me about this health stuff. Why do you keep telling me Kawhi Leonard is so high?
Because he played every game in the playoffs and was ridiculous in them. That's why. So wait, who would you rank higher than Kawhi right now? Healthy.
No, I'll give you my list right now.
Okay,
healthy, I've got LeBron, then Kawhi. But I've got his career in the middle of those two if he was healthy.
Ooh. I...
You know what's funny? In the 2015 playoffs, Steph beat every All-NBA player. First team, All-NBA player.
Okay. Did he win a championship against a healthy team? No. What do you think?
Kawhi?
No. They went to 6.
Did Kawhi?
We're not talking about that. We're talking about Kawhi right now.
Did Durant win a championship against a healthy team?
Yeah, twice.
When?
Same as Steph.
Okay, then Steph has those two. Steph has those two.
Yeah, they do, but who was the finals MVP? Which is the ultimate decider?
No, because Steph's been a better performer in the finals.
Okay. We just went through it all. Like, so you know what's actually crazy?
If Durant wins a ring with the Nets next year and someone is injured along the way, you can't say anything because it's not healthy.
Depends who gets injured. If it's 2 of the best 3 players in the other team, then I'd be like, yeah, Nets got lucky. But he was still the second best player in the league.
If Anthony Davis gets injured on the Lakers.
Yeah, that matters.
So then you automatically discount that ring against LeBron.
Well, no. You see, it's not every... Wait, if Anthony Davis gets injured?
Yes.
And LeBron wins? That's completely different.
Kevin Durant wins against the Lakers.
That'd be a completely different story.
Why? It's what happened in 2015.
No, all right, can that happen? Can I see that happen first? Like,
I'm just saying, when it happens, you cannot, because Steph performed in 2015. So if Durant performs next year.
No, Steph didn't have an amazing finals in 2015.
Game 3, 17.4 fourth quarter. Game 5, 17.4 fourth quarter. 37 in game 5, the deciding game.
And guess what?
26,
and guess
6 what?
And, and guess what? His field goal percentage, 3-point percentage, and free throw percentage dropped from the regular season. And guess what went up? Turnovers. So stop it.
You can say the same thing about your GOAT.
About who? Bron?
Yes.
Yeah, because his 2 best teammates were hurt. I've went through the NBA finals.
No. In games that doesn't happen. Like 2012, his numbers dropped, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but they were still, like, you have, like, he was beating a healthy team. He beat everyone in front of him.
When did health matter so, okay, is health matters as much? I don't know why you have Kawhi so high. Why do you have Kawhi so high in your rankings then?
So who was the best player last year?
On what?
2019 NBA playoffs. Steph Curry. 2019 NBA playoffs. Who's the MVP of the season?
Oh my God. Steph Curry.
Oh my gosh.
Kawhi is? They were 17-5 without him. They didn't look like that with Steph Curry out. Okay, dude, they would
look
dude, Kyle Lowry showing up.
I hate load management. You know I do. But you can't discount what Kawhi did. There comes a point where...
And you can't discount getting to the finals.
That's my biggest argument with LeBron. Is that he gets to the finals, but it's mostly...
So then Steph made it 5 times in the West. He's 5-0 against elimination in the Western Conference Finals.
Durant, 5-0. Durant made it four times. And most of the seasons Durant was in the West, he had worse teammates than Steph.
But Durant, but Cade, Curry is 5-0 against elimination in the West. That means Steph's down 3-0. Put your money on Steph. That's what that means.
Has he ever come back? Has he ever come back from a 3-0 deficit?
No. Yeah, but he came back down 3-1 against your man, Kevin Durant.
And he blew one the next round.
Okay, but elimination games, he has the highest win percentage out of him, Kobe.
Yeah, how many Luke games?
Jordan, LeBron, and Kevin.
How many elimination games has he played?
Six and three in nine games.
That's a small Jordan, sample size. That's
Jordan
less than
6-7 in 13 games. So Jordan 6-7. So they have the same amount of wins as Jordan in elimination games.
And most of those years, look at his team. Look at Jordan's year teams. Most of those years, it's in the 80s when he was playing stacked Celtics teams. Like, I'm not gonna hold that against him if he loses them. He's supposed to lose them. That's why I don't hold most of LeBron's final losses against.
So then don't hold Steph's. Then don't hold Kevin Durant's Finals MVPs to as good a status as the regular one because he had no competition.
What? Wait.
They're
so
gonna
like,
win some. He wasn't playing to win. He was playing to score points.
Oh, come on. You think in the NBA Finals, when he had no rings, he was playing for points? You really believe that?
I think that the rest of the team
was
kind of coddling him.
He was not playing for points.
It sure did look like it when the way the teams defended him. Have you seen how they were running to Steph Curry?
Remember when OKC traded James Harden? Remember that? That was a disaster. Poor Durant.
What do you mean, poor Durant? Dude, Durant. I don't have any sympathy for Durant. This dude left the greatest culture and team of all time. Like, he said it didn't fit him. Because he said it didn't fit him. I don't care what Durant thinks anymore. I'm tired of Durant.
All right, so we'll see next year when Clay, Steph, and Dre are healthy. And also, those are better teammates than what Durant has in the Nets. But I'm just saying, when we see them healthy, like I said, it's subject to change. It is.
No, I think it's more like it's always been that and whatever. But at least I got across the myth that Steph is a better fourth quarter performer in the finals than
Let's just forget the debate for the end of the podcast. But all the people out there that are disrespecting Steph need to stop it. Because Steven's right. He is so underrated. And I know I was arguing against him, but that's for KD, just like career-wise. But honestly, though, when you look at those 5 years, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, versus Durant's 5 years, I think you could argue Steph. I really do. I think what puts Durant over him is the years before that. But I think 15 through 19, Steph has a great case. He really does. He really does. And I agree with that. So all the people out there need to stop hating on Steph. Because he's probably the greatest teammate in the league right now. Can, like we've said, can pretty much play with anyone. Doesn't really matter. And, yeah, stop hating on Steph.
Send this to Rob Parker.
Oh my gosh! Anyone out watching who knows Rob Parker, just look up look up Rob Parker Steph Curry on YouTube, and it's crazy. It's insane.
I stopped watching it. I can't watch him anymore.
Help! It's crazy. It really is. I can't describe it. I can't describe it. And we know,
dude. He says that every player in today's NBA, like, everything they've ever done is like has an asterisk. So I guess he just thinks the NBA sucks now.
Yeah, he'll go through how Steph was making it to the finals without Durant before. Like he acts like Durant is so much better. For those 5 years, you could argue Steph is better. I'm
Skip
with that.
Skip Bayless does too. Skip and Rob Parker have to go.
Yeah, but doesn't Skip like Steph Curry?
No, he got him right in the He loved him until the 2016 finals when LeBron beat him, and so now he just wants to discount that 3-1 comeback. Yeah. He just wants to discount that 3-1 comeback so hard.
Now, skip roots for anyone who goes against LeBron. Kawhi literally left his team high and dry, and he's waving out the pom-poms for Kawhi 2 years later.
That segment, watching that was a funny... I think I watched it live, too, on my phone. When he was like, I'm back, baby.
Yeah, he was like, I am back! That was hilarious. But yeah, any closing thoughts? Any wrap-up?
Steph is the top 10 player of all time. That's my wrap-up.
I don't even know my NBA rankings. But anyways, that's all for me. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, watching NBA Therapy. We appreciate the support. I know we're starting out small now, but we appreciate you guys listening. And, yeah, thank you.